let's turn our attention to the immigration discussion. As I mentioned, so if you've got family and friends who are South Africans living abroad, if this is a consideration that you're about, Judge Jody Colopin's judgment, our SA Citizenship Act of 1995 was handed down last month, and it indicated that they have that those people who are living abroad have some reason to be concerned, those who are living on dual citizenship. Immigration law specialist Stephanie Desord Dabandi joins me to help us understand exactly why. Stephanie, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you this morning?
Good morning, thank you. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, thanks. So what are the salient points that are of major concern to you?
Well, so it doesn't just affect South Africans living abroad, although most South Africans who acquired a foreign nationality are living abroad. But we do have those that are in the country that qualify for citizenship of another country because they were married, which, by the way, is expressly excluded, but Home Affairs ignores that practically as well. But which qualify for citizenship or acquired citizenship by naturalization, for example, some years ago and have since come back. So it essentially affects any South African that acquired a foreign nationality by some formal or voluntary act without informing Home Affairs.
What is
the effect, is that the person ceases to be a South African, which means that they don't have a right to a passport and they don't have a right to vote. Those are the essential rights. If the person was born a South African or acquired the South African citizenship by descent, that person is deemed to be a permanent resident in South Africa. But if that person was naturalized a South African, then that person is actually in South Africa as an illegal foreigner.
Not even as a permanent resident?
No, as nothing. No status whatsoever. No temporary status, no permanent status at all.
This does apply.
And Home Affairs. Sorry, carry on.
No, please continue.
Well, the difficulty is that Home Affairs has no knowledge of how many South Africans acquired a foreign nationality and or how many South Africans may have lost their South African citizenship status. So there could be people in South Africa without any status, and Home Affairs is none the wiser.
Just to be clear, this judgment that was handed down last month, was that in effect with immediate effect?
It was. It was appealed on the 2nd of September, and unfortunately the appeal was dismissed by Judge Colopin earlier this week, and I have it on good authority that the DA is appealing to the SCA, so hopefully that will be successful. But the point is there's certain aspects that the judge doesn't deal with, and which are important, of course, to the outcome of this case, and that is that one, Home Affairs South Africa has no issue with dual or multiple citizenship status. Two, the Act makes provision for anyone who wishes to renounce their South African citizenship status. So if they do want to give it up, there is a way to do that. This provision, what is the purpose of this provision? The judge believes that the purpose is that it allows South Africans to give up, but it defeats the purpose of the provisions that allow the renunciation. And
right.
Most of these people who acquire this foreign nationality don't want to give up their citizenship, and proof of this was included in the application. So there was ample proof to show that if people knew they needed to ask the minister for the consent, they would have done so. So
correct.
This is why it is considered as being deprived and not giving up.
Correct. So just to be clear, renunciation rights existed before this case?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so that right always existed. Just to be clear as well for me, what in your mind, what was put forward as the reasoning here besides the giving up? I mean, is this more driven around voting rights, or is it more driven around taxes? Is it, service provision? Were there any other circumstances that were brought forward?
Well, no. So it doesn't deal with any of those things, unfortunately. One would it would be interesting to know, though. But it's as simple as Home Affairs is saying: if you want to acquire another nationality, you should know your rights as a South African. You should know the law. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse, and you should come and ask us for permission. And ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Yes, but you're not meant. There are two provisions, as I said, that deal with. Renunciation, and there's and South African or the law that allows dual nationality. So what would be the purpose of this automatic loss? It makes no rational sense.
Mm. And so let's just to run through those scenarios one more time for our listeners, please, Stephanie. I'm listening in, for example, from London. I'm born South African, but living in London on my ancestral British passport. The next time I fly into OR Tambo, I am just a permanent resident.
So, yes, in law. But if you acquired the foreign nationality, let's say you were living in the UK for 5 years or America for 5 years and since acquired the citizenship status of that country, and you haven't visited Home Affairs or the High Commission or the South African consulate in that country, Home Affairs will be none the wiser. So if your South African passport is still valid and you enter South Africa on that South African passport, Home Affairs wouldn't know. They'd treat you as a South African. If you entered on your British passport, your American passport, Home Affairs would treat you as an American. If once you entered, you went to Home Affairs and applied for your South African passport, they would give you the passport, so they wouldn't even know about it. But if you visited the embassy or the consulate or the High Commission to apply for a South African passport, for example, they would then tell you to do a determination of status application, and they would then come back to you and tell you you cease to be a South African. And that's it, and that's the first time you're aware of it. Again, you know, the law also expressly excludes a marriage, and even if it's based on marriage, they'll still say that. And why I'm mentioning this, why I'm saying this is important, is because even when in cases where people do try to make the correct application, where they do try to do this retention, it either takes months or years, or they get no answer, or they get the wrong answer anyway.
So at the very least, clarification is required, if not the appeal of this.
Yes. So again, what is the purpose of this automatic loss provision? Mm. If South Africa does allow dual nationality, if there's nothing in law that requires you to report it if you got it by descent, for example, and if somebody wants to give up their South African citizenship status, they should be allowed to exercise the provisions in law that allow for that.
Mm. Sure. We'll keep an eye on what this DA sort of tabling has. We'll bring forth. But thank you very much for clarifying at least this so far, Stephanie. Stephanie Sword Starbandi is an immigration law specialist. Are you affected by this? Do you have dual passports? And are you sitting here going, okay, well, they're just going to turn me into a person who carries two passports in my pocket and Jason Bourne's the rest of my life? 0725671567. I'd be very curious to know.